This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu calls it a second stage in the war against Hamas. Israeli troops have expanded their assault deeper into the Gaza Strip. President Biden spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu on Sunday. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The White House says President Biden has spoken with his Israeli counterpart as Israeli forces continue pounding targets in Gaza. The Biden administration continues to walk a fine line when it comes to the balance between Israel's right to defend itself after the brutal October 7th Hamas incursion and the need to protect civilians in Gaza.
We will continue to talk to our Israeli counterparts. We'll continue to ask hard questions about how they are thinking this through.
That's White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. The UN has called for a humanitarian ceasefire, but Sullivan says the U.S. won't dictate to Israel what to do. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Maine over the weekend, residents gathered to pray, mourn, and reflect days after that shooting that killed 18 people. The AP's Julie Walker.
During Sunday service at the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Lewiston, Reverend Daniel Greenleaf tells his congregation, despite how it feels, God never abandons.
In these times of darkness, that there are these rays of light.
He says one ray, how the community has come together. At a Saturday night vigil, relief, the gunman no longer a threat. I'm Julie Walker.
The suspected gunman was found dead. Apparently, he killed himself. The United Auto Workers Union is widening its strike against GM after reaching tentative deals with Ford and Stellantis. An investigation's underway now into the death of Friends star Matthew Perry, who was found in a hot tub at his home. He was 54. This is AP News. It was a spooky movie weekend at the theaters. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
The horror film Five Nights at Freddy's had a huge debut weekend, making it the top box office draw. Five Nights at Freddy's, a movie version of the video game, made $78 million domestically, just in theaters. It was released at the same time for streaming on Peacock, a pre-Halloween gamble that paid off for Universal Pictures. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, comes in second, while Killers of the Flower Moon is in third. The Christian documentary After Death, about people who have had near-death experiences, opens in fourth place. The Exorcist Believer is number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The food delivery business Yellow is cutting 750 jobs nationwide and closing 90 delivery centers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?